Hello everyone, welcome to the world of App Station here on Anchor. I am glad to be back here on Saturday to talk specifically today about App Store. Both the Google Play and Apple App Store are both really popular with consumers downloading applications, of course. As you know, you're probably one of them. But the experience that I wanted to talk about is more the tips and tricks around discovery in the App Store, because obviously there are so many applications, millions, maybe even billions now. So it's important to find and discover the right apps for you, but also make sure that you're always exploring new ones, because exploring and discovering new ones means potential fixes in your daily routine. So in today's segments, we're going to be talking about tips for searching the App Store. So let's start off with the main screen on the App Store. So when you have it on the left-hand side, you normally have featured. Now this is the case for the Apple App Store, and is the case also with the Android one as well. So on Google Play, you can see the homepage would be where your featured applications will come in. So there tend to be a couple of segments or categories on there which are very helpful. Those are hot and new apps. Now, they'll be named slightly different on Google Play Store, but they'll work in the same context. So the hot section is essentially what applications are trending at the moment, what ones are the most popular. Now this is a great location to find really quality applications. These are basically the ones that Google and Apple have recommended as some of the closest experiences to being the best apps on the App Store. So they tend to work with either the Android or Apple software very well, or they have a lot of users on them. So they're good if you want good hardcore experiences. If you're looking, I'm looking at the App Store right now, if you're probably looking at it, you can probably see like something like Shazam up there, and other applications like Blinkist, all great applications and recommended highly from Apple and Google. So that section's great, the hot section it's called. There's another section which I personally love to check out every single week. It's called New Apps, and I'll explain it in the next segment. So New Apps is a cool place to discover new applications. Very simply, you'll see this in the Google Play Store, named as something slightly different, I think. But on the App Store, I really love it because it's like half a scroll down the page, it's about halfway on the featured page. And once you've got this, you've got like a lifeline to explore new applications. I found many applications here that have sort of exploded in the last couple of years, that when they were first up there, they were quite small applications. So actually having this new apps we love section is actually an appreciation of brand new apps, but also a way for you to talent scout these applications, to find them in their early days. Now, I can remember finding a few cool applications there when I first started using the App Store to search stuff, and it's a great way to discover as well. Although some of them are curated specifically by Apple editors, they are still helpful and come in a great format. So that is highly recommended, to just look at the hot and new app segments on the App Store featured page. So let's move on to how you can utilize the categories for finding better applications. So the categories section can be found on the App Stores, either through the top bar on Google Play or on the bottom section, just as categories with a box next to it. The category sections are great because you can really pin down what areas you do. Now, areas you want to search for, sorry. The thing that really gets me is Google Play's categories are a lot better. They're a little more efficient, I think, in picking the right stuff that goes in it. Sometimes I find it annoying on the Apple App Store that some applications, they don't really suit it. So for example, some productivity apps are in the business section, some education apps are in the productivity section, and sometimes that's quite confusing. So I'm going to recommend a few ways that you can get past that and make sure not to fall into that sort of trap by downloading a few there. So we were just talking about categories in the previous segment. working out what's the best strategy to use the category section. Now, I'm a lover of the category section, and they're always updating. So you've got top paid in the left-hand corner. You've got top free and top grossing as well. This is the same for the Google Play Store. And this is something that I enjoy, actually, being separated out like that. But what I recommend doing is, what it will do is it will tend to rank them based on their overall experience. So the one thing you can do is make sure to go to the midsection. So between 50 and 100 maybe on either of categories on the top three, and you'll find a host of decent applications that are new and they're rising in their popularity. So if you want to talent scout a few applications and categories, that's the place to go. And it's a great way because sometimes the feature sections hide this and search won't necessarily bring these up because of the Apple Store rankings and how they do it. So definitely worth going in categories and exploring through the lists that are available there, making sure to go as far down as possible just so you can experience everything. So the final thing that I wanted to mention in terms of the App Store is the update section. Now, many people don't really update the applications. I recommend you do. Now, the problem with a lot of apps is that there are loads of updates. For example, Facebook, they update every like 2 weeks routinely. But having these updates actually does increase the quality of your experience. So for example, if those who've got a Galaxy S8, I believe it is, the brand new one, they will want to upgrade regularly because they will put out updates, then enhance the Android experience to make it a bit deeper and a bit richer. So there's some quality in actually being able to update. So make sure that you check in every 3 or 4 days for any updates, do them all in a bulk, and get them all up, because there is some value in having the latest version. One thing I completely forgot to mention as well is the wish list. So you'll have this in Google Play and also the App Store, and it's a great way to start storing applications. Now, I have a bit of Google Play credit and also App Store credit as well. So I'm always looking for new apps that I could download that are paid, because I can use that credit for that. And the wish list is always a great thing. So for example, in my week, I will pick out a few apps, and if they are paid, I'll put them in the wish list. And then maybe after 2 weeks, I'll go back to that wish list and I'll go, okay, which of these 5 or 6 applications that I am actually probably looking to review or I need for my daily experience that I will pay for? And I'll choose one and then I'll pick it. But this is almost like a short list, and it's actually a great way in case, for example, you, let's say in 3 to 6 months time, you want to start your own business. At that this exact time now, you might not necessarily want invoice software, but you don't want to lose track of the invoicing software application that you've discovered. So having this wish list actually can be useful for your situations. That can be the case for anything. So let's say you're an event manager and you want to be able to have a good calendar application, which we'll be talking about on Monday, I believe it is. You want to be able to quickly find that. So actually having that wish list can be a good tactic to use, especially if you are one person who forgets everything when they write it down. So finally, when it comes to the App Store, I said finally twice now, but I'm sure you're enjoying this segment. Everyone that I've talked to hasn't been aware of when Apple update this App Store. And maybe it's because I work with app companies that I'm aware of it. But if you don't know, the App Store gets updated every Thursday in the UK. I believe it's the same in the US and across the board, but I would double check. It's worth typing in Google your location and actually checking against it. But what I know is the App Store actually gets updated every Thursday in the UK. So I make sure to check it, and I make sure to have a good old look at those applications that are there, because there can be some great ones. They tend to update the hot list, they tend to update the new apps, and maybe even tweak around the category section. So there's always warrant in going back into the App Store on a Thursday, maybe on a Friday, and checking out all of the applications there. Definitely worth it. So guys, I hope you enjoyed today's tips and tricks regarding the searching inside of the App Store, because I know a lot of you guys love applications. It's probably why you're listening to this station here on Anchor. And you appreciate any way that you can discover more applications. Actually, next week, if you tune in, I think it's on Wednesday I've planned it for, but I'm actually going to be talking about certain YouTubers that you could follow that actually cover applications in their videos. Now, of course, I do this in my YouTube channel, but there are so many other great YouTubers who cover this in so much better detail than I do. So I'm going to recommend a few, everyone from like Matt to Zachary. Anyway, you have to tune in on Wednesday to check that one out, because that will be another good tactic for you to actually explore applications. Because great me giving you those App Store ones and me recommending a few, but actually tuning into other people and finding their recommendations is a great way to move forward. But anyway, guys, I really hope to enjoy today's segment. Let me know in the call-in whether you have any App Store tricks and tips. If you do, then I'll happily broadcast them if they're good, of course. And I'll recommend them to the community here on Anchor. So call in, and if you haven't applauded yet, applaud this chat, this station, sorry, if you're liking the content so far here, because that's the way that I'll know that you guys are listening and enjoying the stuff. And if you haven't favorited, of course, do favorite. But I will see you tomorrow to talk specifically about music applications and how you can be using them across your day to really optimize your listening experience. So there's going to be a great recommendations tomorrow. So tune in. It's going to be a nice feature. It's going to be some nice segments. I'll see you guys very soon. Thanks for tuning in today. The World of App Station here on Anchor.